Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Anthony DeFranco channel here on Audio Boo. And today, I like to talk about the loss of a legend. A legend movie star. Great character actor. Christopher Lee. I remember when I was a kid, we used to watch... The first time I got introduced to Christopher Lee was the old Hammer films my dad used to let us watch. You know, those horror films that were... Yeah, we were kids and he allowed us to watch horror films. But these were the classics, you know. These weren't, like, the horror films that came out in the 80s and 90s that were just all stupid and all had, like, people running around naked and stuff like that. It was, you know, like Dracula kind of thing, you know, like him as a vampire and him as Dracula. He was a pretty creepy Dracula, I have to say. I remember that. Then I remember when I was a kid, my dad had this tape, this documentary with Christopher Lee on it. And he was narrating the story about the origin of vampires. I wish I could find that tape, because you can't find that special anywhere on TV now. But yeah, it was pretty cool. And I remember the main thing when I was a kid, I wanted to see it because, you know, there's boobs. Because they were in the, you know, some lady was on a horse with boobs, I remember. That was the main thing why I watched it a couple times. And also for Christopher Lee, okay? Mostly for the boobs. Yeah, I think I just creeped some of you out, I'm sorry. But hey, you know, when you're a little kid, you know, not a kid, I wasn't a kid then, I was probably like a teenager when I saw that documentary, but still, you know, when you're a teenager, but yeah, it was, you know, there's that, and then I remember him in, the Lord of the Rings films, you know, he was great as Saruman. I think it was Saruman? I don't know, I haven't seen the movies in a long time. But yeah, I think he was Saruman or was that the Giant Eye? Well, who cares? Anyways, his character there, where he played that evil wizard, was pretty cool. And it was awesome to see him come back in the prequels to kind of tie it all in, though I was told by someone who read the books that he wasn't in The Hobbit. So it was like, oh, interesting. But still, it was awesome that he showed up. Count Dooku, you know, Star Wars Episode 2 and 3, he was the only one that, him and Ewan McGregor were the only ones that made those films good, you know, Episode 2 and 3. Yeah, and then Dark Shadows. I didn't like the movie Dark Shadows, but I liked his character that he played when he made that cameo. And then who can forget Wicker Man? Now, Wicker Man, the original one that did not star Nicolas Cage back in the 70s, that was a good film. That was like one of those psychological films that pretty much mind-fucked you. You know, where the good guy dies at the end. If you all haven't seen it, I'm sorry I spoiled it for you. But yeah, and his character, though it was a small part, was still a crucial role in that movie. And then he also... there was a kind of a sequel, they call it a semi-sequel to that movie, but it was like a standalone film that was made in like the, like a couple years ago, where a country singer goes to, I think, Scotland, and is trying to convert these people or something to Christianity, then they end up being, her and her boyfriend end up being the ones that are being sacrificed. Yeah. I forgot what that was called, but it was a semi-sequel years later of that movie, Wicker Man. And Christopher Lee made a small cameo in it as, you know, like the town elder telling a kid something. But it was still pretty cool to see Christopher Lee. Yeah, he's one of those few actors that when he appears in a film or someone else appears in a film, you're like, oh, hey, it's them. But yeah, you know, I think he was 93 when he died. It was the day after his birthday or something. But wow, you know, Christopher Lee, rest in peace. You know, good actor. You know, good actor. And you've inspired a lot of people out there. Yeah. Well, this is Anthony DeFranco saying, Rest in peace, Christopher Lee. Talk to you all later. Bye.